You gotta remember, last time I had a mic in my hand, I was singing karaoke, so. I'm the guy that'll lighten the mood for y'all, so bear with me here. I think someone would be surprised if I wouldn't do it, so. We're gonna kind of switch gears here a little bit. We've heard a little bit about transportation and the issues surrounding transportation in the state of Wisconsin. I only get 15 minutes here, so I'm gonna share one particular example of what areas can do. Ours is unique because it focuses on fixed route public transit in the city of Sheboygan. But I would also like to enlighten everybody as to you can take this scenario and kind of fit it into each of your unique areas. So I'm going to touch base on coordinated transportation service model. As Carrie Porter had mentioned earlier, coordination is key to the success of any operation, especially when it comes to public transportation. Yes, coordination can be hand and eye coordination, so it is my example here, but it's metaphorically speaking for doing more than one thing at a time. Coordinated services, common goals. In our industry, we want to increase ridership, we want to minimize expenses, and maximize our revenues. As Bruce said earlier, we want to be wise with our taxpayer dollars, we want to be using them efficiently and effectively, and through coordinated transportation, we can do that. We also build partnerships. For all those in the room with us today, we all come together for a common goal or a common interest. And through that, we are able to build partnerships. Very important when it comes to coordinated services as well. And then sharing resources. The goal is to reduce duplication of services and maximize impact. On board with Sheboygan, who are we? We operate fixed route and specialized transportation services in the cities of Sheboygan, Sheboygan Falls, and the village of Kohler. And we also operate in the rural areas of Sheboygan County as well. Overall, we service a population of about 70,000 individuals. We have a fleet of 12 ADA vehicles. I'm only gonna focus on ADA today. I'm not here to talk fixed route, so. Our vehicles are shared capital investments as part of our coordination project with Sheboygan County. Our coordinated service model includes county and city coordinated transportation together. The county receives, as was mentioned earlier, 8521 funds for elderly and disabled individuals, which on its own would be a transportation program, coordinating the efforts of transportation for those demographics. The city, as I mentioned earlier, is responsible for ADA transportation, which in a lot of cases is one and the same, and there is some cross certifications done between individuals on programs. So making those programs come together and serve as one is a prime example of coordination that can be done with little to no effort. It's provided by our division of Shoreline Metro, which is Metro Connection, and we do about 50,000 trips annually between the two programs. Coordination means an enhanced network of transportation. In our area, we have basically the three different forms of transportation, fixed route, ADA, and then the elderly and disabled 8521 program. To us, having the coordination allows us to have one transportation option. That's how we look at it. We look at it as we have customers, they come to us, they need transportation, and we find the most suitable program for them. Whether it is through the fixed route, if they're able to use it, or it's through one of the specialized programs, ADA or 8521. Through the coordination award, we have the availability to maximize federal and state funding. The 8521 program funds that we use are able to be used as part of the local share. And I'll break that out in a little bit as to what that means. But coordination also allows for one dispatch center for all specialized trips in the county, one call center for all those trips, leverage more dollars for operations, and allow for cross-certification of passengers, putting them on the most appropriate program. A little bit about how the funding works. Local share is actually comprised of many elements, as Nicole had mentioned earlier. The local share portion represents 45%, but this is also fare box and all of our local funding sources. So you can kind of see there is a large portion, nearly 50%, that is the fares, the revenues, and the local taxpayer dollars. It's a large chunk that the local entity has to come up with to make operations work. Any increases in local share would allow for increases in federal and state portions. It's just how the funding formula works. But that, of course, is assuming funding availability, and we've heard about those uphill battles earlier today. Incidentally, any decreases in local share consequently decrease the federal and state portions, which is more realistic to what all transit systems and many of our organizations are facing in the state, is that decrease in local share, which consequently disables our ability to pull more federal and state dollars down. With that said, the federal and state portion is about 55% of the recognized expenses. That's the revenue we receive for that. In our local example of coordination, we contribute about $920,000 as a local share for an overall budget of $4 million. If I was to decrease my local share to $600,000, which incidentally the difference is the 85-21 program allotment for Sheboygan County, and I took out the revenues associated with it, we would yield approximately like $2.8 million in state and federal dollars. So the $320,000 that we receive in 85-21 leverages nearly $1.2 million in state and federal dollars, which this coordination, for example, the 320 that I'm throwing out at you guys, we turn around and provide about $460,000 worth of 85-21 program rides each year. The remaining money does go to offset our entire operating budget. So it is very important to understand that leveraging more dollars does contribute to a more sustainable operation of your system. Loss of both in the figures as well, like I said, it's a loss of both expenses and associated revenues. So the $320,000, should it disappear or it should not be coordinated with us, would drastically affect not only our paratransit services, but our fixed route services as well. Some of the benefits that I put together here from the county's perspective, 85-21, the large amount of service that they're able to that we're able to provide for them for the reduction in or the reduced amount that they received for 85-21. As Carrie said before, we were one of the counties that received less money in 85-21 funding because of the change in demographics, because of the census. We were able to absorb that reduction from 85-21 because we were coordinated. We have not put more money into our pot, but instead we were able to absorb it because of the coordination, and therefore still maintain almost $500,000 in service in that program, even though we did lose a little bit of money in that pot. Coordination allows for a larger service area, longer hours, and inexpensive fares. Convenience of cross-certified passengers to use one provider. And should this program be operated on its own, likely would require additional staff, maintenance agreements, things like that, that would all cut out of the availability of providing trips in this program. Some of the benefits on our side, on Metro Connection and Shoreline Metro, the dollars they use as part of the local share, like I stated, which leverages more state and federal dollars that fund entire operational budgets. Like I like to think, we're the transportation experts, so it makes sense that we're handling all the transportation programs for the county and for the city. Our revenues offset transportation expenses, so there is a substantial amount of revenue that comes in as part of the county's program, and all that money goes to offset our program as well. And again, passengers have one number for transportation. So that's kind of a little bit about the benefits of it all. All in all, I don't have enough time to go into the great details of coordination, but I would like to leave it at this point that taking multiple programs and putting them together and pooling your money, pooling your sources, utilizing shared resources is certainly an absolute unique way to get around these decreases that we're experiencing on multiple levels. When we look at cutting budgets, when we look at reduced revenues, we look at all the negativity that we've been facing over the last couple of years in public transit, coming together and sharing the resources may be a way to sustain all of our service levels without having to do further cuts. One of the things that we pride ourselves on locally, our paratransit has been decreasing over the last few years, and that has led to, actually, incidentally, our paratransit's down about 9% over the last year or two. Our fixed route ridership is up 12%. It's one of the largest increases year over year that we've seen in the state, and we contribute that to the fact that we have full control over all the services that we provide, but more so, we offer our customers a lot more value-added services, such as travel training. We're able to keep our fares low. County program fares are actually fares that can be negotiated, they can be picked. They're not regulated by federal laws or anything like that. But instead, we're able to control the low fares on that stuff as well. And my staff in my office, we have the creative freedom to find the most appropriate program for our passengers. And that's the key thing. We're not just putting them on paratransit. We're not putting them on the most expensive program for us or for them. We're giving them options and we're helping them. Should it be that they need to know how to use the service, we're at least there to assist and help, rather than having to ask another entity or another provider to assist in that revenue as well, or in that area as well. So, and that is all I have.